Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege that I have to share the Word of God with you today. I tell you what a joy it is to be able to live and to be able to see another day and to be able to praise God and to give Him thanks. I tell you, I'm thankful the Lord didn't give me what I deserve today. If He did, I know I would have died a long time ago, and the devil would have destroyed me. Sin would have destroyed me. I'd be burning in hell today if it wasn't for the Lord. And I'm sure I'm thankful that He saw fit to change my life and to have a different plan for my life. And I tell you, He has a plan for all of us, and that's a plan for all to be saved. His plan is to all come under repentance. I tell you, that's what God's will is, that all should come under repentance and none should perish. And that's why He died for the entire world, even though He knew the entire world would not believe on Him and be saved, but still He died for them. He gives every person an opportunity and a choice to make, to serve Him and to accept Him and to receive Him, be saved, to be born again. I tell you, we were all born in sin and shaped with iniquity. All are dead, trespasses in sin. And I tell you, the only way we're going to be quickened and made alive is through the Lord Jesus. And so He died for the entire world. And He died for your sin and my sin. And I tell you, if you get to heaven, you got to come through Him. He's the one that paid the price for your sin. He's the one that is the Savior of the world. And you got to come through Him. He's the one that made the sacrifice. And I'm thankful that He sacrificed for me. I hate He had to die the death He died. But I know He did that because of His love toward me. It makes me love Him more. And from day to day, as I see His benefits, as I see His mercy around about me and His grace that is so sufficient for me, no matter what I'm facing, what I'm going through, I tell you, His mercy never fails and His grace is sufficient. And I'm thankful that I can depend on that. I can stand on it because God is true. God is righteous and everything He does is good. His judgments are right. I tell you, His word is pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. His law I do love. I find great delight in His word and His commandments and His testimonies. And all these things I find delight in as I serve Him. And I tell you, when you get saved, you will love the word of God. I tell you, you will love the Lord. You will love the Spirit. You'll love God's people. You'll love the mercy of God. You'll love the grace of God. I tell you, when you really get saved, it's a difference. And I tell you, you begin to delight. You see, before I got saved, I desired something to satisfy me. I was desiring something, you see. And I'm so thankful that when I desired something that would make me happy, something that would give me peace, that something that would change my life, something that would satisfy the longing in my soul, and I began to seek for what that would be. And I began to realize through the Word and hearing the Word that it was the Lord Jesus Christ. It was Him. I needed salvation. I need to be saved. I need to have my sins forgiven. And I desired to be saved. And I wanted to be saved. And I began to seek Him. You see, that I sought Him with all my heart. And the Bible said when I did, He met the need of my heart, you see. I found the desires of my heart. He answered the prayer as I began to call upon Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And that's when I got saved. And ever since I've been saved, I tell you, the Lord has been good to me. I mean, very bountifully to me. I mean, in other words, He didn't give me what I deserve. But He gave me what I need. He spared me. And I'm so thankful that He just blessed me in abundance, is what I'm trying to say. When we try to live for Him and to keep His word and live by His word, His commandments, and all that God is wanting us to do. I'm talking about His precious word. Let me tell you, the Ten Commandments can't save you. And just trying to do good and trying to treat your neighbor well and trying to be merciful to people and so forth. And I think it's a good thing to be a light and a help. Try to help people and all these types of things. And I tell you, the law couldn't save it either. See, the law couldn't. The commandments couldn't save you. No matter, because for one, you can't keep them all. And you come up guilty before God. And the law is weak. But God sent His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh, He said what the law could not do, that it was weak, but God sent his Son into the world in the likeness of flesh, condemned sin in the flesh, that he might redeem them that were under the law. And so therefore I was under the law, and I couldn't help myself. I couldn't work my way to heaven. I couldn't keep the commandments of God. I tell you, but when I got saved, when I really poured out my heart to him, got born again, then I begin to able, the Lord keeps these commandments through me. I tell you, he's living it through me. I can't do it on my own, but he lives it through me. You see, because he justified me, he sealed me with his Holy Spirit, and therefore I am just because of Jesus and what he did at Calvary, because the law wasn't good enough. The law wasn't given to save because it couldn't. The law was a schoolmaster to bring us to the one it could save. And that's the Lord Jesus. It brought us to Christ. You see, therefore the law is good. Therefore, he said the law is good. And we ought to try to uphold it. But see, Jesus he's able to keep the law. He established the law, you see. He finished it all. Therefore, I'm no longer under law. I'm under grace. Because I'm under the Lord Jesus. He's the one that saved me. And I tell you, the Bible said that. The law wasn't good enough. It wasn't strong enough. It didn't have power to save. But I'm thankful that the law brought me to the Christ. Let me see myself a sinner. And I tell you, when that was the law brought me to him. And grace is what caused me to be able to find help and mercy and forgiveness for my sins. And today, it's a joy to be saved and born again. And I tell you, it's very blessed to be saved, to be walking in the Lord and the law of the Lord. I tell you, the Bible said that in Psalms 119. He said, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. He said, they walk in the law of the Lord and they keep his testimonies and seek him with a whole heart. That's what God wants, a whole heart out of us once we get saved. I tell you, we're to delight ourselves in him. And I tell you, the book of chapter 119 speaks of the delights of the Lord. And I'll tell you, it's mentioned many times, at least 10 times, I believe, in the book of Psalms 119. And I tell you, the psalmist was talking of his delights, and his delights and his desire was on the Lord and was to please the Lord. He said, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. I love thy commandments, and I will delight myself in them. He said, I will delight myself in thy statutes, for I forget not thy word. You see, we hide his word in our heart that we may not sin against him, because we delight in him. We delight in his fellowship, in his word, in the enlightenment that we get as we study his precious word. And I tell you, it's wonderful to have this, to be saved and have the blessings that come along with it, and inherit all the good things that God has bestowed on us through his Son. And I tell you, we just can't thank him enough. And we love God's ways, and we love his statutes, his testimonies, and his commandments, and his law. I tell you, we find great delight in that. He said, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therefore in them do I delight. I delight in God's commandments. I delight in God's word, his testimonies, his judgments are right. I tell you, everything God does is right, and I can delight myself. But my friend, today, what do you desire? Where is your heart at? What do you delight in? You see, I tell you, when you get saved, I tell you, you'll delight in him. Your desires would be on him. And I tell you, before you can ever get saved, you got to desire him above life itself. You got to want to be saved above life itself. And I tell you, there's no other way. I tell you, there's no other way to be justified and to be saved from sin. You got to come to the one that saves. You got to come to the Savior. He's the one that will bring you out. He's the one that will pardon you. You see, he gave his blood. He sacrificed himself. I tell you, he had, of course, been anointed. You see, he forgave us and cleansed us and gave us eternal life. And it comes through him only. You see, he is our advocate. He is our lawyer. You see, he is our everything, and we can trust in him, and we can delight in him. That's what the Lord wants. He wants us to have fellowship with him. And when we have fellowship with Him, I tell you, we're delighting ourselves in Him, in His Word. And I tell you, it's wonderful to know Him and to know His Word. His Word is pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. And I tell you, how can a young man cleanse his way? How can they get help? How can anyone get help? How can anyone cleanse their way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The Psalms 119:9 speaks of that. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. I tell you, if you don't seek him with a whole heart, you begin to wander away from his commandments. We got to desire him and want him, I tell you, above everything, with our whole heart. And I tell you, then we'll be able to delight ourselves in him. Verse 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin, that I may not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. As some try to rejoice in their riches and rejoice over the great spoil maybe they have found, but yet in the Lord and his testimonies is even much, much, much better than that. I tell you, there's no comparison. He said, in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches I have rejoiced. He said, I will meditate in thy precepts. I have respect unto thy ways. I said, I will meditate upon this. I will meditate on it. I will desire it with my whole heart. And then when God will give the desires of your heart, you'll be able to delight yourself in it. And I tell you, you'll be able to love him and have great respect unto God's ways. And I tell you, you'll see his ways when you do and when you cry out with all your heart and delight yourself in the Lord. He's given you the desires of your heart that's in his will. I tell you, you'll have respect to all of his ways. And the Bible said, verse 17, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. He said, I may keep thy word. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. We got to ask God to open up our eyes and help us have our eyes sing on full of light. We might be able to see. You see, because as we look at on the flesh and we seek the flesh, I tell you, we're going to be blinded by the flesh and by the things of sin. But if we keep our eyes on him and on the word and pray and desire his word with a whole heart, I tell you, our eyes will be open. I'll be singing full of light. He said, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Like the psalmist said in another place, he said, my heart, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so doth my heart panteth after thee, O God. I desire thee. I tell you, I have a burning desire in me to serve you, to love you, and to worship you. See, thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. He said, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. I tell you, what a wonderful thing it is to have the word of God, to be saved, to be born again, my friend. If you're not saved, come to him. Once you come to him and pour out your heart to him, I tell you, he'll give you something that you never get over. And I've been saved 47 years and I'm still finding out. I tell you, the real blessings and the nuggets and all the blessings of his word, you never will find it all out. And I tell you, it just continues to go and live. But I want to see you saved. Once you come to him, get by yourself somewhere, get broke, get contrite, call upon the name of Jesus, ask him how mercy is on you as a sinner. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.